This is your news in brief. Greek Parliament approves new reforms which clear the way for bailout talks. And the bill requested by international creditors includes civil justice reforms, a bank deposit protection scheme, and measures to shore up the liquidity of the banks. It was backed by a clear majority of the MPs. Saudi warplanes hit targets in Yemen's Lahij and Sa'ada province. Earlier on Wednesday, at least seven Yemeni farmers were killed in air raids which targeted a road between the province of Shabwa and Baida. Saudi jets also bombarded the main road linking the capital Sana'a and Hudaydah port, killing two people there. Yemen's Ansarullah fighters and allied army units killed several officers from the United Arab Emirates, in the city of Tawahi. Yemeni fighters also fired rockets and artillery shells at military bases in the southwest of Saudi Arabia. They also targeted gatherings of Saudi soldiers and military vehicles in the region as well. Now, Israel's envoy to the U.S. has demanded that congressional Republicans reject the joint comprehensive plan of action that was agreed between Iran and the P5+1 after months of nuclear talks. During a meeting with House Republicans, Ron Dermer said a nuclear agreement will pave the way for a highly powered nuclear Iran. Nearly 30 people have been killed in two car bomb attacks on crowded markets in the Iraqi capital. The first explosion took place in southwestern Baghdad, leaving at least 18 people dead. And 8 people were also killed in another explosion in northeastern neighborhood, and nearly 60 people were also injured in the blasts. A series of bomb blasts ripped through two bus stations in northeastern Nigeria. The blasts occurred within 20 minutes of one another in the city of Gombe. A dozen bodies have been recovered from the blast, but officials fear that more than 40 people are dead. And twin blasts in northern Cameroon have claimed the lives of at least 20 people. Local sources say the blasts at a central market in the regional capital of Maroua were carried out by two young girls. The girls were apparently begging in the marketplace when they blew up their explosives. Fragments of probably the oldest copy of the Holy Quran have been found in the University of Birmingham. The pages of the Muslim Holy Book had remained unrecognized in the library for almost a century. University officials say the manuscript is at least 1,370 years old.